Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And of course, part one, today's Youth English, which is...
All right. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course,
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was a very strange two words.
Right.
Nitty gritty.
大家是否记得我们昨天学到的 idiom 有两个怪怪的单词 nitty gritty, 它们合到一起呢翻译成中文是核心最关键的问题是什么什么东西。它的同义词呢是 heart or core. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is no bedOf roses. Okay, so we have a bed, we have roses. No bed, B-E-D, of roses, R-O-S-E-S.
Okay, 那么今天的 idiom, 首先呢是 no bed, 不是一个床，什么的床呢 ?Of roses, 玫瑰花的床。那么合到一起呢，它不是一个让玫瑰花能够很舒服的待着的一张床。So, what's that mean? Is it kind of a roses or like a gardening or something?
Well, I would say that a bed made from roses or rose petals, because we know the stem、
mm-hmm.
of the rose can have thorns.
Right.
So that's not good. But if it's the petals of the rose, well, that would be a very comfortable, very beautiful, wonderful smelling bed, right?
Right. If it is a petal, the rose is going to be very happy.
Yeah, very wonderful bed.
Well, I can figure out the meaning of the expression. So why don't we put in a conversation to show how we use no bed of roses.
Great idea.
So let's start.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, you're back. So how was your camping trip?
Yeah, well, overall it was a pretty good trip,、
mm-hmm.
but it was no bed of roses.
So what happened?
Well, it was really cold on the mountain that、
right.
we stayed at.、
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we hiked up there, so we only had backpacks, no cars.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, there was a lot of mosquitoes, so I have a lot of mosquito bites.
Oh.
And there was no shower, of course, because there's no electricity. And so if you wanted to bathe, you had to go swimming in the lake.But the lake water temperature was only 5 degrees, so it's quite cold.
Freezing cold, right?
Freezing cold. But, you know, it was a beautiful up there. We saw some very interesting animals up
uh-huh,
there.
Really?
Yeah, lots of cool rocks and flowers and trees. So it was beautiful, but not that comfortable. That's why I say it was no bed of roses.
I'm kind of planning on a...camping trip. So do you think it's a place you should recommend for us?
I would recommend the place, but maybe don't go in the spring. It's too cold. Maybe go in the summer. It'll be much warmer.
Right. Summer gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
那么刚才的对话呢，我问 Sam 说，他呢露营回来了，说 Sam 你觉得怎么样哈 ？Sam 提到说，总的来讲呢还是不错，但是呢，他用到了一个词是什么 ？No bed of Roses, 翻译成中文是什么呢？但不是你想象的那么的好。比如说他们提到了一些问题，比如提到了有蚊子，然后呢，当时的天气呢，也比较冷，以及呢，他们到水里面游泳的时候呢，感觉到浑身特别的不舒服，等等。那么这些东西呢，使整个的行程呢，有一定的遗憾。我问 Sam 说，这个，我现在如果想去宿营的话，你觉得那个地方是否值得推荐？ Sam 说，最好是夏天去，春天呢，会有些太早。所以今天讲到了一个 no bed of roses， 表示说一个事情远不像你想象的那么的好。Any other situation, we may use no bed of roses, Sam.
Okay, well, we've talked about this scenario or situation before. Mm-hmm. If you are a student traveling abroad or
right.
going overseas to study, most students think, oh, it'll just be a bed of roses. So easy. Like, if you go to the U.S. or U.K., it's a great country. It'll be so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it turns out it's no bed of roses. It's
right.
not as wonderful as you thought it would be.
So any problems for international students to have?
Yeah, what students don't think about is maybe the culture differences.
Right.
the language differences, maybe the, your English that you learned in China is not going to be the same as some of the English in the United States or UK.
那么另外一个场景呢，我们提到了这个 no bed of roses 可以是准备比如到国外学习的这个同学们，大家可能在出国之前呢，会把比如说美国呀、英国或加拿大想象的说非常舒服的一个学习的环境，可能说和我们国内学习相比呢，压力也不会特别的大。然后呢，想到美国的话，比如想到纽约很多好玩的地方，比如说加利福尼亚很多好玩的地方。但是呢，当你到了那个地方之后呢，会发现你有很多的事情需要去克服，需要呢能够完全的能够自立，比如说提到了学习上也有压力的，以及呢语言上的问题，以及呢跟学校老师之间的能够 fit in 能够融合。所以呢到国外学习呢远不像大家想象的那么的美好，那么的浪漫，也有很多的困难需要大家去克服。所以呢我们可以用到这个词组呢 no bed of roses.
Right.
Alright, so that's it for today's idiom study, and now let's go toPart 2, which is...
Okay, part 2 is Hit the Books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, yesterday we mentioned some people are crazy or addicted to the memorabilia from the rich people or well-known people. And today, let's continue the story.And before we go to the second part of today's story, and now let's check vocab first.
Today's first word for hit the books is genuine. Genuine. G-E-N-U-I-N-E. Genuine.
Right, 今天的第一个单词呢 genuine 翻译成中文是真的真实的。我们有呢比如说 genuine leather, 比如说真皮的一些衣服。
Also, genuine can be a kind of person.
Right.
So if he is genuine, that means that he's a very honest and very sincere person. He's not trying to fool you or trying to trick you.
如果指人的话呢 genuine person, 那么这种人呢往往是很真诚的，往往呢不会欺骗他的朋友。
Okay, next is an idiom. The idiom is pay an arm and a leg. Pay an arm and a leg. So pay is P-A-Y, and then arm, A-R-M, and leg, L-E-G.
那么第二个词组呢可以用在我们购物的时候，比如说这个东西非常的贵，然后问你这个东西花了多钱，你可以回答说 pay an arm and a leg, 表示说呢我支付了我的一只胳膊和一条腿买到了这个东西是值意了，那么它转译为呢这个东西太贵了，就是说我的的确确我觉得很心疼。
Yes, also we could say cost an arm and a leg.
Right.
So I don't feel like buying that, it costs an arm and a leg, it's too expensive.
Right, 那么同时呢如果说大家不用这个 pay 这个动词的话呢，还可以用另外一个动词 cost.
Yes. Okay, the next word is outrageous. Outrageous. O-U-T-R-A-G-E-O-U-S. Outrageous.
下一个形容词 outrageous 翻译成中文是太离谱的，或者呢是令人非常气愤的一个事情 outrageous.
Yeah.
那么大家如果看到一个东西你觉得这个价钱太贵了，一件 T-shirt 它标价为比如说3000块钱，你会觉得 it's outrageous.
Yeah, for a T-shirt, that is outrageous.
Right. 那么有的时候呢一些人的行为看到 behavior can be outrageous.
Yeah.
Okay, 比如说一些人不文明的举动让你觉得非常的气愤，就可以用这个词 outrageous.
Okay, next is snap up. Two words, snap up.Snap is S-N-A-P, snap up.
下一个词组同样可以用在我们购物的时候，比如说我们这个东西非常的奇缺，我们需要抢购，叫 snap up.
Yeah, so buy very quickly, right?
Right, like a Christmas sale. 比如说呢，在圣诞节的购物的狂欢季当中，有些东西呢，特别特别的抢手，然后呢，它的数量非常的少，你一定要提前到那儿 to be an early bird, right?
Yeah.
To snap up.
To be an early bird, or everything you want to buy has already been snapped up.
Right.
Okay, next is the word glimpse. Glimpse. G-L-I-M-P-S-E. Glimpse.
Okay, 下一个词呢翻译成中文呢叫瞥见，它往往呢是指呢就看那么一眼，叫瞥一下，那往往用在对一个城市，那么通过我们这个小册子 能够提供一个 a glimpse at the city,
right?
通过一个 booklet, right?
Yes.
那么通过一个学校的一个 picture, 你对我们的 university have a glimpse.
Yes. So we could say have a glimpse.
Mm-hmm.
We could say caught a glimpse.
Okay, caught a glimpse.
Yeah, that means we only saw something very quickly. So I just caught a glimpse of the movie, but it looked really good. So we only got to see a little part of it.
Okay, 那么如果说对某个东西仅仅看了一眼，大概瞧了一眼，那么用哪个词呢？可以用今天那个词 caught a glimpse of the movie or the book.
Yeah, that's right. Also, like when it's into the future, we can say you can get a glimpse into the future. That means they might show you the plan for the future city layout, something
right.
like that.
那么有的时候呢，我们去看一些展会 exhibition， 那么它会对城市呢有一个比较好的一个 display。通过这个展示呢，对我们未来的生活、未来的城市呢，会有一个 glimpse， 有一个大概的一个了解。
Yeah, so we could say glimpse into something.
Right, glimpse into the future life.
Yes. Okay. Lastly, we have the word stardom. Stardom. S-T-A-R-D-O-M, stardom.
今天的最后一个词呢是 stardom. 首先看看这个单词 star, 大家都知道明星体育明星或电影明星，但后面加了一个 D-O-M, 表示说具有明星身份的这么一个状态叫 stardom. Okay, let's go to the part two of the story.
Genuine celebrity clothes are also in great demand at auctions and wealthy fans often pay an arm and a leg for clothes that they want. Take a look at these examples. A pair of black shoes worn by actress Marilyn Monroe was sold for $15,000. A leather jacket worn on stage by U2's lead singer Bono fetched over $37,000. Well, a jacket former Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain wore while performing went for $87,000. Do you think that these prices are outrageous and these buyers are crazy? You're probably right. But stars' possessions are often snapped up by museums, which exhibit these items for the general public to see. That way, more people get a glimpse at stardom.
文中一开始呢又提到了说 celebrity 他们的一个 genuine clothes 他们真正穿过的这些衣服呢能够在市场呢获得一个非常好的价钱，因为呢它的需求是特别大的 in great demand.
Yeah. Now genuine celebrity clothes, we say that because usually you have to prove that these clothes were really worn by the celebrity.
Right.
So usually they'll have some pictures or something of the celebrity wearing the clothes to show you, look, they really wore this coat.
Okay, but how can you prove actually it's been worn by these celebrities? Well, it's not like a car because have a registrations, right?
Right. So besides the pictures, I'm not really sure, other than maybe someone who knew the person, or maybe the person himself said, yes, I wore that.
OK, 那么说呢，如果说买名人的这些衣服的话呢，大家一定要确信它的真正的主人呢是这个明星，而不是一个 fake, 一个假冒的一个衣服 ,right?
Right.
OK, so gonna be very careful. 那么同时呢，如果你买这些东西的话呢，它的价钱也是不菲的。那么如何说这个价钱不菲呢？可以用什么 ?pay an arm and a leg for something,、
right.
或者呢用 cost an arm and leg for something.表示说你付了一笔很大的价钱来买什么什么东西，比如说我们买一辆车买一个房子就可以用这个 pay an arm and leg.
Yes, so if something costs an arm and a leg, then you have to pay an arm and a leg.
Right. So we have some examples in which cost buyers arm and legs.
Yes. First, we talk about the actress Marilyn Monroe. There was a pair of black shoes that she had worn.This pair of shoes sold for $15,000.
For a pair of shoes?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, 那么看看第一个例子呢是玛丽莲梦露的一双鞋，她当时拍卖的时候呢拍了多少钱呢，是$15,000. Wow, gonna be very, very expensive pair of shoes.
Yes, that's right. But if you think $15,000 is paying an arm and a leg, well, take a look at our next example.
Mm-hmm.
We know that U2's lead singer is named Bono. Mm-hmm. Well, Bono usually likes to wear leather jackets. Mm-hmm. There was a leather jacket that he wore on stage. This sold, or we could say fetched, for over $37,000.
Well, this is more than an arm and leg. Well, two arms and two legs, right?
Yeah, maybe a head.
Right, okay. 那么看看第二个名人，他的这个 leather jacket, 他的皮夹克当时卖了多少钱？那么 U2 的主唱呢 ，Bono $37,000，这笔钱呢可以买一辆非常不错的一辆车了 ，right?
Okay, but if you think $37,000 is outrageous for an article of clothing, well, let's take a look at something that Kurt Cobain, the lead singer of Nirvana, what he used to wear and what that article of clothing went for. He wore a jacket. It doesn't say if it's leather or not, but the jacket that he wore sold for $87,000.
那么大家如果觉得 Bono 他的 leather jacket $37,000已经很贵了，看看 Nirvana 乐队的 singer Kurt 他的这个皮夹克当时卖了多钱呢？达到了$87,000 $87,000. Well, you can buy a cabin or a small house in a kind of very, you know, rural area in the state.
Yes. Yesterday we talked about how usually things are more expensive if the person who wore them or used them is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Cobain is dead, just like Marilyn Monroe. So we could see, oh wow, the stuff he had really much more expensive than the living Bono.
那么昨天我们已经讲到了，说名人留下的东西呢是比较值钱的，特别是他们穿过的或用过的这个 memorabilia。但如果说这个名人死掉了的话呢，那么他的价钱会更加的昂贵。
So how do we view?What's your view, Peter, of the people that are willing to spend that kind of money on this memorabilia?
For example, Sam, you bought a pair of shoes from Marilyn Monroe's, like, cost you $50,000. I think you're out of your mind.
Especially since I'm a man buying woman's shoes, right?
Well, just so you'll enjoy collecting some stuff, right?
Okay.
Well, they use words like outrageous.
Right? Yes. Outrageous prices.So if you are willing to pay these outrageous prices, maybe the buyer, the person who's willing to buy these things, is crazy.
很多人会认为呢，这个价钱太离谱了 ,outrageous. 那么大家如果说一个东西太贵了，首先可以用这个动词呢 ,pay arm and leg for something, 表示说你花了大笔的钱去买一个东西。同时呢，你又觉得这个价钱非常的贵，非常的离谱，用今天的形容词叫 outrageous.Riches. 同时呢，这些人呢，我们会认为他们怎么呢 ？Crazy， 有些发疯了。因为呢，花那么多的钱买那么小的东西，我们会觉得 it not worth it.
Right. Now, Peter, a person like you or me can buy these kinds of things, but often these sorts of memorabilia are snapped up not by people like you and me, but by museums.
Right. 我们看看买家究竟是谁。往往呢，我们认为是一些 individual， 是一些个人。但是呢，很多情况下呢，这些物品、这些收藏品呢，被 museum 收藏了。那么文中提到的词呢是 snap up， 非常快的去抢购。如果说你去晚了的话呢，有可能 you are too late。
But actually, I think it's better that the museums are able to buy these things because that way they can exhibit these items.So that the general public can see. And that way, if you're a young fan, or we could say an enthusiast, of the person, or the band, whatever it may be, well then, you can go to the museum and get a little glimpse at stardom.
Right. Sometimes we have the museum specialize one particular, sports players, like a single movie star, right?
Well, maybe, but I think if it was a museum that focused on one person,Probably a pretty small museum, right?
Like kind of personal museum, right?
Yeah.
那么如果大家感兴趣的话呢，可以去这些博物馆去看看他们的收藏品，通过这些收藏品呢，了解一下这些明星他们的历史，他们的一些非常有趣的一些故事。So the museum is a way for, you know, viewer, for you and me to have a glimpse of stardom. So I have a question, Sam. How can I be like a well-known and have a fame? Can I have a, you know, big dream of being a successful person?
Okay, well, I'm not famous, but I can think of some general, or I could say common sense ways you can become famous.
Okay, come on.
Okay, well, I would say the first tip that can help you succeed is to know your strengths. So you have to know what your true talent is. If your true talent is singing, then you shouldn't become an actor. You should become a famous singer.
Right. 我们学完了这篇文章之后，我问下面一个问题。我觉得当一个明星或者有名的，的确是一个很好的一件事，非常美妙的一件事情。那么 Sam 给我们一些建议，如何才能让自己呢变得有名？那么首先第一点呢，要 know your strengths， 要知道你自己的长项。Strength 表示一个人的实力所在，或他的一个长项 strength.
Right. So we know that it's not just actors that are famous. Mm-hmm. They're famous artists,
right?
Like famous painters, for example, famous singers. There are famous car drivers, like race car drivers, sports
right.
players. So know your strength, and then if you can get better with that strength will help you become famous.
Right. 首先呢，知道自己的 talent.你的天才，比如说每一个人都有自己的一个长处，比如说 everybody can shine, but you have to know the point.
Yes,
right?
Right.
那么如果了解了自己的长处之后呢，一定要 focus on developing it, 能够不断的发展你的长处，能够呢让你在人群当中能够 stand out. 这一点非常非常的重要，一定要了解自己， know yourself.
Next tip would be to studythe competition.
Hmm.
So we see stars make successes and also make mistakes as
right.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to study the successes and see, okay, what should I do like them that will help me become successful? Also study the mistakes and say, okay, now what should I not do?
Right. 那么第二点呢，要了解你的竞争对手。文中提到的词呢是 competition， 要研究你的 competition， 就要了解你的对手为什么成功 ，why they are so successful。同时啊，也要了解有的时候呢会犯一些错误。通过这些错误呢，你要知道自己呢尽量去避免犯同样的错 ，avoid making the same mistake。
Okay, point number three is get yourself noticed. So to become famous, people have to know who you are.
Right.
So there are many, we could say, different channels that can help you become successful or get you noticed.
So what are the typical channels for people to become well-known or famous?
Well, we have, for example, TV shows like American Idol.On these TV shows, you kind of go through these little interviews, and there's usually a panel of judges, and they can see your ability.
第三点应该是呢，让你自己呢受到别人的关注。那么如何受到别人关注呢？有很多的 channels， 很多的途径，比如说现在传统的一些方式呢，通过电视、通过报纸、通过收音机，那么这是一个比较 typical 的方式。另外呢，我们原来讲过的一个方式，像一些选秀节目，比如说 talent show。比如说参加一些歌唱比赛啊，比如参加一些演讲比赛，让你的能力呢通过这些 competition， 通过这个 contest 能够呢 stand out， let yourself notice by the public.
Yes. And actually it's gotten easier because besides these kinds of shows, we have a lot of internet websites where you can post videos and then get followers.
Right.
So we know in the U.S., like YouTube is very famous. Mm-hmm. And people like Justin Bieber, they started on YouTube.
Really?
And that's how they got famous.
Okay, 那么通过一些网络的方式也可以让你自己呢成为一个网络的红人。比如说呢把自己的视频，比如说你歌唱的非常好，比如说你舞跳的特别好，可以做一个 video clips and upload it online.
Yeah.
那么如果说你的的确确唱得好，跳得好的话呢，的确会能够得到一定的 publicity， 一定的 attention.
Yes. So we say get followers. People who watch your video, oh, they really enjoy it. That way, next time you put out a video, they'll keep an eye out for you.
Right.
Okay, so what's the next tip?
Well, that's it for today's discussion of, you know, the craziness of these fans, also the tips how to become famous persons.
Okay.
Right, time is up. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京万。